What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
Like those dog biscuits are fine to eat. You ever, the ones that are kind of like a bone.
Yeah.
I used to eat those. Yeah, not because I really wanted to, but when the kids were small, I used to do it just for the crack. I used to pretend that I didn't know they were dog biscuits. They'd go, everything's eating dog biscuits. She's doing it again. And I'd say, what are they? I don't eat your dog biscuits, are they? Thought they were digestives. They're fine for you. What about the fella? God, how can I say this now? So the fella had an accident and cut off his diddler. Diddler. Do you know when you have children, especially mammies and daddies out there, when you have children, there's kind of little names for these areas. Like when I was smaller, it was your diddler or your tossle. You know the area I'm talking about anyway. I'm trying to tell you the story without being rude. So he had a bit of a fall, and whatever way he landed, that part was severed. He doesn't remember much. He was rushed to hospital. They put him into, they knocked him out. I don't think they put him into an induced coma, but they knocked him out. And to keep his diddler. What's so funny about the word? To keep his diddler alive, right?
Yeah?
Did it CPR or not? No. To keep his diddler alive, they had to stitch it to his arm, right? And they did a kind of a skin graft thing, and they attached it to his arm. So when he woke up, as you could imagine, like, he looked for his diddler. His diddler wasn't what it was supposed to be. And then he scratched his nose, and he said, what? What the? It was screaming and roaring. They had to rush in and explain, no, it's not going to be there forever. So there's that story. I can tell you more about that later on.
More? I think I've heard more than enough.
Well, I'll see you in a while.
It's just after 7 a.m.
Waking up with more of the music you love.
Good Morning Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby. Tip FM.
I'll do this very quickly with you because I got the kids coming
up. Yeah, no, you have to finish your story about...
That is the story. What story?
No, you said you'd tell me more.
About what? About your man's diddler.
Well, I thought it was your diddler. Sorry.
No, stop now, please. I'm not telling you any more about that.
But you have everybody
fascinated. There's not much more to tell you. They were able to reattach it, but they stuck it to his arm. Not stuck it, like, but they stitched it to his arm to keep the old blood flow going through it until they were out. But he woke up with it stitched to his arm.
Yeah, you'd gotten that far.
Well, he got a bit of a land, needless to say.
As you would.
Yeah. I'd say he just, when he went to the loo, he just had to point at the toilet. I don't know. And like all men, he still missed. Yeah. Let me do this with you very quickly. 17 places in the county. Oh, no, don't draw me into that now again, please. I told you as much as you need to know about it.
When you said you'd finish the story and you haven't.
That is the story.
So it's still attached to his arm.
No, because anything else is going to be rude, like. You get me in trouble.
You managed that all by yourself.
17 counties with the letter A. Some people helped us out, so I have to say 17, Carlow, Tipperary, Waterford, Galway, Antrim, Armagh, Cavan, Monaghan, Laois, Offaly, Clare, Mayo. You said Meath and Westmeath, didn't you?
Yeah, I added those after after 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Donegal, we forgot about Donegal, the homes of Donegal. Fermanagh, you forgot about Fermanagh. And what's the last one?
Have you said Kildare?
No, there it is, the last one. All right.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
And we got there eventually, okay. But so we had a little bit of help.
So then there are 9 counties that don't have the letter A.
9 and 17, yeah, that's right. We're not going naming them now, are we? It's ridiculous. Like. Why are you looking at me like that? Maybe we'll do it on Monday, like we're stuck for something. Maybe we'll do that Monday. Hey, have a nice weekend.
And you.
Bye-bye. I'd like to tell you that I could not be better today. I couldn't be better.
Oh, okay.
As far as like my mood, I was up early. I was in early. I was here before you, which is quite bizarre. I had a kettle boiling for you. Did you notice that?
I haven't made coffee yet.
I know, but I had it already for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's a very nice morning.
It's not too bad at all.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And like everything is fine, and my neck isn't too bad.
Good.
Still taking the old tablets, and I think that's probably. But I can kind of crack it a little. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe
that might be the problem with your neck. That why it's sore if you keep cracking it.
I can crack loads of things. Like I got a thing in my jaw actually that I can crack. Actually, you can't. Hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not good for you, is it?
When did that ever stop you?
You don't crack anything, of course, do you?
I'm just great crank generally.
Yeah, not even a joke.
Nah.
The funniest thing you ever said
Yeah.
You said to me in my ear while Stevie Wonder was playing, and I can't repeat. And I can't repeat it.
Well, it was you started that conversation.
I can't repeat it. Friday the 13th.
Are you schizophobia?
There he is now. There, hang on. Excuse me. Go on.
That is fear of Friday the 13th.
I know what you did. There's no way you knew that.
Oh, I did. No, that's something that's often come up.
Nada. I said before 7 o'clock that there's huge long words for it, fear of it, and you went and you googled it. Tell me what it is again.
Triskaidekaphobia.
The fear of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, right.
It happens to be Friday the 13th.
Oh, go
today.
On. I know. We know
Are
that.
Are you scared?
No,
How
I'm not.
How do you go about pronouncing this name?
Just do it.
Paraskevidekatryophobia. Did you get it?
Did you get that?
Paraskevidekatryophobia. Mm-hmm. Paraskevidekatryophobia.
That's one. Now you do it.
Three different names for a fear of Friday the
13th. No, I think there's two.
No, I think there's three. The one I'm more familiar with, and I think that is generally used here in our neck of the woods, is triskaidekaphobia.
Hang on a second. The one that's generally used here. What do you mean here?
In Ireland.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
In Tip FM.
At Tip FM. Like yesterday, I couldn't say phenomenal. Phenomenon.
Yeah, you've been practicing.
I kind of got it there, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
When I don't think about it, I can kind of get it. My eldest, Drew, I was bringing him to the gym yesterday, and he said, you're some agent. And I said, oh, why, what do I do now? What's
There's you saying, it's bad enough I get this at work without it getting it
exactly.
at home.
Exactly, I get it every place. Said, we heard you on the radio this morning, and you were acting the agent, pretending you couldn't pronounce words. And I said, honestly, those words that I actually could not pronounce. And he said, how can you, and he rattled off the names, the words that I couldn't, no problem.
So it's not like father, like son.
No, thank God they're taking after. Thank God they're taking after their mum. A couple of stories from Friday the 13th. Black cat curse, lightning strikes. I can tell you about Tupac. The plane crash, the cannibalism, and the avalanche. You might know that there was a film about it. The legend about buildings. Do you know about the 13th floor? It's not on. Taylor Swift. Look, a couple of them are short. I'll do a couple of them. September 1996. Tupac died on Friday the 13th. In September, yeah, okay, 13th. Almost a week after he was shot 4 times. Like, he survived that, but then on Friday the 13th, he was killed. That's like a fair example now of Friday the 13th not being very lucky for somebody. Of course, there's loads of conspiracies that he's still alive. They do the plane crash one.
Yeah.
Friday, October 13th. I'm laughing because of nerves. Friday the 13th, October 13th, 1972, a plane full of rugby players. You know this story, do you?
No. Nope.
Oh, come on, you do. You know the film. Have you ever seen the film Alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah,
the film
I
Alive.
I have seen it. All right. I've heard of it at least.
The rugby players crashed into a snowy Chilean mountain.
It was chilly if it was snowy.
Only 27 of the original 45 passengers survived. Bad luck continued without supplies. The survivors started to eat dead teammates. Now, I can safely tell you, if it ever happens this, you're perfectly fine. I'd prefer to eat tomatoes, and you know how I feel about tomatoes. So you'd be grand. Now, whether somebody else would decide, I'll have an old bit of Pat Murphy there. I wouldn't go near you.
I do wish the nickname for Murphy wasn't Spud.
Yeah. Spud Murphy. So anyway, 16 of the remaining survivors were not rescued until the end of December. So the film Alive, I mentioned. In 1923, the Hollywood sign. Oh, no, that's a different story. Do it quickly, the Taylor Swift one, will I? Taylor Swift was born on the 13th. She turned 13 on Friday the 13th. Her first album went gold in 13 weeks. Her number one song had a 13-second intro. And every time that she won an award, she was seated in either 13th seat or the 13th row or the 13th section or row M. And what's the significance of row M?
It's the 13th.
Well done. Do more of those fields later on.
But do you have to?
Come here now a second, right?
I'm here. I'm not going
right.
any place.
For the fella that pretends that he knew
Triskaidekaphobia.
For the fella that thought that he knew Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. I don't care. I'm never going to use that word ever again. Okay. It doesn't matter to me. What's the phobia for the fear of the number 666?
Something to do with the devil. But I've no idea.
Devilatrichophobia.
We are looking at how to pronounce the
Here's
name
your man
of
again.
This phobia in English, designating the fear of the number 666 or 666.
Just say
How do you go about pronouncing
I
this
I don't know. That's why I'm playing you doing it.
Hexacosioi, hexaconta, hexaphobia.
Hexacosioi,
hexaconta, hexaphobia. Hexacosioi, hexaconta, hexaphobia. Pretty straightforward.
I've got a great one to do for you at 7:30, actually, but I'll wait out and do it then. My Twitter passport was hacked again, unfortunately. It's the third time we've had to rename the dog. My wife has insisted that I take up boxing and call her Adrian. We're going through a rocky patch.
It's just after 7 a.m.
Waking up with more of the music you love.
Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby. Tip
FM. Any chance you tell me about those 14 and 18 to 1 winners before they win? Do you know what I mean? Like, statistically, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, it's actually safer than most days, Friday the 13th.
Because people are more careful, maybe.
People are more careful, and a lot of people that are superstitious don't even leave the house. So there's less people on the roads.
Does that mean that the days before and after would be busier, though?
For what reason?
Because if they're not travelling today.
Yeah, but why would they? They're not going to travel on the double tomorrow. Like, if they didn't travel today, they just took a day off.
Well, no, maybe they travel. Like, if you were going to Dublin and it was Friday the 13th.
And you didn't, then you went on the Saturday.
Yeah, and you'd have the normal Saturday traffic as well. Plus the added traffic.
Don't know. The legend about buildings not having a 13th floor is true. Certainly in Chicago. Do we do that here in hotels?
But.
What?
Just because they don't call it the 13th floor doesn't mean that there isn't a 13th floor.
You can't, no. You can't do that.
Exactly.
There's a 13th floor, but yeah. Okay. Well, there's in Chicago, the fella that said... look at the work I put in. In Chicago, there was a fella that said... He's never seen a building in Chicago with 13th floor. So they go just 12 and then suddenly you're on 14. People don't really notice it. I think it's standard practice here. Honestly, I don't think I've seen a 13th floor.
Yeah, I know in cycling, actually, the riders wear a number on the back of the jersey and somebody has to get number 13. So what they tend to do, there's a tradition of turning the numbers upside down.
So it's 1E, is it?
Not really, because the 3 doesn't stay facing the same direction.
Yeah, it faces that direction. So it's an E.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I said it, so there it is. Lightning strikes at 13:13, which of course is 13 minutes past 1 p.m. on Friday the 13th. In 2010, a 13-year-old boy was struck by lightning in England. He survived with just minor burns. It says here, from that moment on, he's had the best party story ever of all time. That's a good one for chatting up girls, isn't it?
Here's one for you. Nothing to do with the 13th, but yeah. Something that happened in the UK.
Yeah.
Calling a man bald.
I saw that.
It's an insult.
It is, yeah.
And amounts to sexual harassment.
Yeah.
A landmark judgment in the UK. An electrician brought a case against his employers.
No. Yeah, look, never mind that, Baldy. Hang on a second now. Fun fact for you, Pat, before you go. Most ornamental figurines found in gardens are only 30 centimetres tall and wear little red hats. That's a little gnome fact. My car broke down this morning. Somebody stopped me to help. I said, are you a mechanic? They said, no, I'm a shrapnelist. Shrapnelist? And he gave me a toe. Well, at least he didn't give me the finger. Could have given me the finger. Got a little bit of a story, actually, a Eurovision story. So when I was a lad, I was probably, God, I can't believe it's that long ago, I was about 17.
So like 10 years ago.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, Pat. Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you so much. I was working for a different radio station and we got some tickets to go to Mill Street. Niamh Kavanagh won that year, Jimmy's song. You remember the whole Mill Street thing?
Yeah.
It went down anyway, I was only a young fella. And we got into the green room area afterwards. So there was loads of kind of famous people around. And sure, like, just as a young fella, like, just to be seeing all these well-known people and all that, like, it was terribly exciting. My job was to go around with my little thing.
And the tray with the wine and the canopy.
I had my little microphone thingamajig and I had what was called back then a Marantz. Do you remember the Marantz?
Yeah.
Tape recorder things? So I had to go up and get some, like, interviews and stuff. And so everybody was so nice. Everybody was so nice. Like, mainly RTE people that were there at it, right? Jerry Ryan was a gentleman. Dave Fanning from RTE was at the bar. And I went up and said, excuse me, Mr. Fanning. My name is Andrew. Would you talk to me about something? And I didn't even know what to ask him or anything. And he had a whole load of drinks. He left them down and he chatted to me. And I suppose I said to him, you know, listen, did you enjoy your night or whatever? I can't remember. Then I went up to a very well-known RTE star who's on the radio every day. And he was talking to, he was with two women. And I went up and I said, excuse me, would you have any chance? And he told me to F off.
Okay.
And honest to God now, like, I mean, I wouldn't do it to anybody, but it was quite obvious that, like, I was only just a young fella and I was, do you know what I mean? So I hate him.
Would that be a current RTE?
A current RTE presenter.
Okay. Is he working tonight?
Not tonight.
No.
No, okay. He works during the day.
No, but is he doing a second job tonight? No.
It's not Marty Whelan.
I wasn't talking about Marty.
Who's on tonight? No, not Ryan Tuberty.
Oh, okay, I know who it is. he left RTE for a little while.
Yeah. And he's not very good either.
So, he gets good money, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He's on more money than you are. That's that story. Niamh Kavanagh, Mill Street. All right. Friday the 13th. Do you know, actually, before we do Friday the 13th, I might do Friday the 13th later. I had something I wanted to play for you. So our friend Tony in Brisbane that listens. Morning, Tony, or whatever time it is there. God knows.
It's afternoon.
Is it? They're ahead of us, are they?
Yeah, well ahead of
us. I know he's after sending me something on WhatsApp there about why Australia got into the Eurovision, but Stephen popped his head in and told me that I think it was the 60th anniversary. Did I get that right? I wrote it down. Yeah, 60th anniversary. And apparently, just simply because it was very popular in Australia, they invited them to come for the 60th anniversary. And then they just kept them for every
I thought
year.
It was the Americans that took up that, you know. Listen, if you're ever over, call in.
yeah, something like that. But it was just Australia.
And we only meant for 1 year.
Yeah. But it was supposed to be only for, according to Stephen, it was only supposed to be one for 1 year. So that's that. That kind of answers it, but it doesn't really answer
They've
it.
They've been in it for years now.
Yeah, but they're so what are we into now? 60, whatever.
66, this
Well, then they're in it for 6 years.
Yeah.
Because it started on the 60th. Also, Tony texted me last night on WhatsApp. He's a good old crack, and he said, yourself and Murphy, he said, trying to get around big words. Not particularly big words, but different awkward words yesterday. Ones. Awkward words.
Awkward for us.
So he sent me on, well, more awkward for me now, to be fair. He sent me on this. This is a guy in some part of Africa working for a television station. Have you ever heard this?
Oh, is he doing soccer results?
Yeah.
English Premier League. Everton 1, Manchester United 3.
That's not too bad.
Crystal Palace 4.
Crystal Palace.
Leeds United 1.
Leeds United, fine.
Chelsea 4.
Chelsea.
The Virgin United. West Ham 1.
West Ham.
Fulham 0.
That's Fulham, okay.
Sunday.
What is that?
West Bromwich 0. Tottenham Hotspur Spurs 1.
I knew they wouldn't win that.
Little City 1. Nil. Manchester City 1.
Good.
Liverpool 1.
Fine.
Arsenal
fine.
Nil. Astrovillage 3.
At Arsenal were bound to beat Astrovillage. They had no chance against them.
They lost 3-0 in that one.
Thanks, Tony. See you later. I also actually forgot to say to you that I hurt my lump over the weekend.
You hurt your what?
My lump. Did I ever tell you about my lump? No.
No. I don't know if I want you to.
Did I ever tell you that?
No.
You're not familiar with my lump?
No.
You can come in and
No.
You can come in and feel it if you like.
No.
It's just there. Are you sure you don't want to come in? Just run your hand across it.
No. I should say he's got his hand at the back of his head.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Where did you think?
Well, I didn't know. I knew nothing about your lump.
I was born with this kind of a thing here, just at the base of my skull, which is like a permanent fixture that sticks out. So, like, if I sit down in the seat or something, like, I can hit my lump off the back of the seat or something. I was worried it was going to keep growing, like, it was going to kill me. Strangely enough, my son Harry has it as well.
Foolish question. Did you ever get it checked out?
No.
So why would you?
I presumed it was something that happened, like a birth.
Anyway, what happened to the
suction birth or something like that? It was kind of, and it just kind of pulled out part of my. It might explain a lot. Do you think I should have it looked at? Actually,
it's a bit late now, I'd imagine.
It's hardly going to kill me at this
nearly
stage.
Nearly 50
it?
Years on, like.
I'd love you to feel it. Honest to God, no, I'm not being funny about it, like. Because when I get people to feel, like, oh my God, I can't believe you had that thing there. I thought everybody had it. Come in and have a feel. No. Will you have it in a while? Please do, just to humour me. Just, to, I'd love to show it to you. There's that. What else am I going to say to you? God, you're after putting me off now.
I'm after putting you.
I'm losing my train of thought, Doug.
What a way to start the week. Come in and feel my lump.
People are concerned about my lump.
It's been there for 40 whatever years.
God, I choked him. It's been there for, yeah, thanks, Pat, 40 years, exactly.
That's 40 odd years, very odd years.
Somebody said it could be fatty tissue, or it could be a bone, and you could end up with painful arthritis. It's not, it's a bone, everything around it is fatty tissue. Like, all of me is fatty tissue around the bone. You have to come in for an all feel of it.
No.
No, I think it's all right. I think I might have had it looked at years ago. And I think the doctor said to me that it's fine. But I thought everybody had that. In the back of my head. Come here, I could have sworn
Stop at it.
Okay. I could have sworn that I saw Suggs pass the radio station this morning when I was coming in. I don't know, is that the first sign of madness? I don't know what it looked like. I've noticed you're in good form for a Monday. There's a bit of a bounce in your step.
Okay. I'll get back to your misery guts.
I'm never miserable, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a Friday. When I met you only this morning.
I know, I'm in good form.
Yeah, you seem to be in good form. So you had a nice relaxing weekend, had you?
Yeah. Took it easy, all right. Watch some cycling, watch some motorbike racing.
Ah. Where's the cycling on?
I was on television.
I know that, but where?
Liège, best on Liège.
Oh, that place. Yeah. All right, okay.
Well, it's two places.
North tip. That sounds like France to me. Is that where it is?
No, actually. It's Belgium.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
We had my parents out for dinner yesterday, and I think...
I hope Elaine did the cooking.
Yes, she did, thankfully. Yeah. And it felt like Christmas Day because when they went away about 3 o'clock, I went in and I sat down and fell asleep. I've really become that old man that just, you know, eats his dinner and goes, oh. Yeah. I slept for about 3 hours in the sitting room.
Oh, God.
I know, yeah. And you just feel horrible when you wake up. Like, you think, what's... you think that you're going to be refreshed or something. You're not.
No.
You just feel rotten. And then you don't know what to do with yourself because you have to go to bed early anyway to be up early.
Yeah.
Like, for
but
the morning.
You're not really tired.
And you're not that tired.
So much. Yeah.
It, like, messes everything up. Have you ever done a skydive?
No.
Okay.
Would I ever do a skydive?
No.
Two lads did a crazy thing the last night, if that's what you're going to talk about.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's... What was that?
Two guys flying a plane each, put the plane into a vertical dive, I believe, each of them, jumped out of their plane and went into the other plane, respectively.
They swapped planes?
Swapped planes, yeah.
Ah, stop. Where'd that happen?
In the sky. Up there.
I just had it said. Did you notice I just had it said? There's a... don't say in the sky.
Sorry. Really not sure, but given that it was daylight, I presume it was in the US, because it was around midnight or so.
How can you possibly do that?
I thought the same thing, but apparently they managed it.
Wow.
I had seen it being flagged that it was going to happen or they were going to attempt it, and I just saw on my Twitter feed, I think it was this morning, that they did actually get there.
My God.
It's crazy. I mean, you know.
No, there was a skydiver again in the States, and she survived a 13,500-foot fall. Her leg got sort of tangled up in the parachute. You might think that she, like, went down into trees or something to break up. No, she didn't. She went down into a field, but she survived it. Wow. Did quite a bit of damage, but survived it incredibly. Like, they have no understanding as to how... She's 35-year-old. Bit broken up, to say the least. But she's okay. But she's going to get back doing it again, she says.
No way. Not a hope. Our Alison did one here.
Did she?
She did.
No way.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, it's
back
a few years
ago.
Back now. But
like for charity. Most people do.
Oh, it was for charity, yeah. Perfectly good plane. Why would you jump out of it?
I don't like flying in the first place. Do you know what I mean? So to get me into a plane...
There's such an irony in that.
I know. That I don't like flying.
Yeah.
Explain the irony in that.
Your wife?
Oh, not anymore. Years ago.
I know, yeah.
She was an air hostess years ago. Or cabin crew. Sorry. Be politically correct now. It's not air hostess anymore, is it? I could have said trolley dolly, but that would be... cabin
it's
crew.
It's so easy to get you to walk yourself into trouble. Do you know that?
Cabin, and she did actually. The funny part of that is when she was with Aer Lingus years ago, she used to be able to. There was concessions and stuff. Uh-huh. I don't know that they still have, but you could bring like a family member or something, so she could go to Chicago. She was doing transatlantic. She'd go to Chicago or Boston or something. And she said to me, "You coming to Boston this weekend?" And I go, "I can't fly." Well, don't say it. I know I can't fly. It's a plane to fly. But you know, I just couldn't get my head around it. But then I got over it a bit. But I don't like long flights. I can say to myself, right, it's 3 hours, we'll say two.
Cope with that.
Like, I don't know how people fly to Australia or that. I just don't know. I couldn't.
You don't do it all in one go.
You don't. And
but it's still a fairly long individual one.
They speak about irrational fears. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And the most people's fear of flying is that you're going to crash. It's not that. I trust that we're not going to crash. I get it into my head. It's kind of a panic attack thing. Bit of anxiety that I decide, you know, after 4 hours, I want to get off.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
And that ain't going to happen.
Uh-huh. And I can see myself, while it's never happened to me, I can see myself saying to, you know, a member of the cabin crew, saying, I'd like to get off. Well, sir, you can't get off, but would you like an extra little cup of something, a tea or something, a little brandy? No, I think I'd like to get off now. And then I can see myself, like, losing my mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's a tablet or something. Well, I'm sure there probably is. So that's me. But you don't mind flying, do you?
No, it doesn't really bother me.
And you don't mind a long flight?
No.
Oh, okay. I had a little bit of a fall over the weekend.
Oh.
Hurt, badly hurt both my legs, actually, by the way. Rang care doc and told them that I'd badly hurt both my legs. And they put me on hold and tried to put me directly through to the doctor's department. Do you know, I think I spoke to a nurse and then they were trying to... And I got this message.
I'm a bit nervous, like with the huge crowds and everything.
No, that's not it. here it is, hang on.
Hello, no one is available to take your call at this time. Please leave a message after the tone.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Hello?
I talked to myself. Anyway, there you go. All right, we'll chat in a little while. See you in a while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m.
Waking up with more of the music you love.
Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
You find this strange, or is it just me, that a documentary made by Flat Earth Society has been nominated for a Golden Globe? When I saw that coming up, I said, hang on, that's a little bit of irony there.
I wonder would they flatten it if they got the award?
I wonder would they.
Were they rejected on grounds?
No, of grounds of it being a Globe?
Yeah.
Am I doing the wrong weather forecast?
Well,
You had a word in my ear.
I wouldn't say you're doing the wrong weather forecast. You're just being economical with the truth.
Yeah.
You're picking the good bits.
I've been accused of that before.
Yeah.
So there is some sleet and stuff today coming, apparently. According to you, anyway.
And some snow flurries as well.
Is there? But is there really? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's according to Met Air, who would be kind of the experts in this.
Yeah, no, I kind of have a look at it and I think, nah.
Okay.
Nah.
What do? You get up in the morning, you look out the window,
no,
stare
I don't.
Off into the west or the east or whatever.
I don't want to give people bad news, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, I generally like to say, look, it'll be
bad. Bad jokes, yes. Bad news, no.
It'll be grand today. It'll be fine. It'll be a little bit cold, but it'll be grand.
Yeah, it'll be very cold, actually. They're saying that 6 to 9 degrees, but during those showers, down to about 2 or 3 degrees.
Did you see this as a warning that the recent cold weather after a mild start to the year could affect wildlife? Did you come across that story?
No.
Bees and butterflies could struggle to survive, especially if the wintry conditions continue. So it is a little bit strange for this time of year. The cold can affect birds, which have already started nesting. So I don't think that they're going to be doing it in this weather. Do you know?
Building nests?
No, do you know the birds and the bees, what they'd be at?
Flying around?
No.
Do you know, Andrew?
Do you know what they'd be at?
What did they be at?
I never understood what... Well, that's what I was told. Birds and the bees, what they'd be at. So it's too cold for them to be at that crack.
Okay.
The swordfish...
You started this.
We'll move away from that. The swordfish has no natural predators, except for the penfish, which is supposed to be... even mightier. Somebody sent me this. I had to take a couple of looks at it. It said, it's crazy how... this doesn't work too well on the radio. You'd have to see it written down, maybe. It's crazy how saying sentences backwards creates backward sentences saying how crazy it is. Now, I do that slower for you.
No, it's okay.
Did you get that?
But it's not, because it finishes in is, whereas the sentence originally started with it.
No, it didn't, unless I did it wrong. Let me do it again. Is it crazy...
Oh, sorry, yeah, you said is.
Is it crazy how saying sentences backwards creates backward sentences saying how crazy it is?
That's good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
It's very clever, isn't it? I thought so. I thought so. There you go. We've got, obviously, a couple of incredibly intelligent people listening.
Obviously just passing through.
Which is bizarre. There's Morning Ireland on a morning off today. Or something. Oh. See you later.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Ah, there he is now.
I'm right here.
There he is. Hang on.
Let you drop. Mind yourself now.
Okay, now.
Those groans are getting older every morning.
Drop my highlighter.
That's the highlight of your day.
Boom, boom. That awkward moment when you're wearing Nike and you can't do it. All right, so what's going on with you? Last day of the week.
Yeah.
Any news now?
Oh, you just missed it.
I did kind of miss it, actually, because I was doing something else.
Daydreaming.
Yeah. Did you see the story about... the influencers in Russia?
No.
So after the...
They allow them?
It depends on what they're influencing you to do.
Yeah.
If you're influencing you to be pro-Putin, you could be an influencer. After the luxury brand decided to shut down its stores in Russia, Chanel? You know Chanel? Have you any of their bags?
Number 5.
Yeah. And they do bags, luxury bags.
Do they?
Silly money. Yeah.
They went a little bit further by stopping sales of products to people who intend to take them back to the country. Not only can you not buy Chanel in Russia anymore, if you buy it, we'll say, in the States and you're flying to Russia, they will stop you. Now, I don't know how they can do that. Because how does somebody at an airport say, Chanel or let you bring that over? So I don't really get the story. But in response, influencers have started destroying the products and posting videos of them doing it on Instagram accounts. So this is all over Instagram with beautiful young Russian ladies who are influenced. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering, why would you spend a small fortune on a Chanel whatever?
Yeah, well, I thought you were looking at the beautiful part because all these influencers, they're all beautiful young ladies.
I've never been influenced.
Not in a good way, anyway.
I'm led astray every morning, Monday to Friday, all right.
So they're cutting up the bags. They're cutting them up to bits and they're filming themselves doing it.
I wonder, are they real, though, the bags? Or are they rip-off ones?
How would I know?
I don't have a clue.
I don't know that. Do you do the Instagram stuff, do you?
No, I'm not a big Instagram fan.
Oh, nor am I.
I'm on it, but I don't...
I did something similar years ago with L&N bags when they left Tiptown by way of protest, but there was no social media at the time, so I just filmed myself cutting up L&N bags. I did kind of hear some of your news. I heard you mention the Grand National.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Grand National is tomorrow, day two of the festival.
It's day two of the festival.
Yeah, the Melling Chase, the feature.
Any idea how many horses are out now?
In the Grand National or the Melling Chase?
The Grand National.
It's usually around 40.
So it is really a case of somebody else would be into horses more than us. It's basically just pick a favourite name, isn't it?
Ah, well, there is.
There will be favourites, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a lottery almost, isn't it?
It is a lottery. Yeah. I have a few horses maybe that we can recommend.
I'm not recommending anything.
Well, I'm not recommending them, exactly, right? Because I was just going down through it. Like, freshly laid egg looks good. Apparently he's never been beaten, so we're keeping an eye for him. Jump leads, great starter. Dusty carpet, never been beaten. Keep an eye out for V-neck, good jumper. Lunchtime is at about 12 to 1, I think, tomorrow. Quasimodo's got a good chance. That's not a tip, though, that's just a hunch. Lino covers this type of ground well, apparently, as well. So, there's a few, right?
By the way, just to save you the effort, don't bother looking for the papers tomorrow to see those horses because they do not exist. At least not in the National.
How do you know they don't exist?
Not in the Grand National.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Because I know you.
Prove it.
I know you.
Prove it.
Okay, I'll get the start list.
I'll do more for you at 7:30. I've got a few more
that
I could recommend. So I was doing up my trousers this morning, but I got distracted singing along.
What were you doing? Painting? Yeah, sure. New wallpaper?
I was putting those sticky stars on them. Do you know the ones you get if you're good at school that all the good boys used to get?
Oh, God, I don't remember those.
I didn't get too many of them. Can I do my joke now?
Oh, it was a joke, sorry. See, normally you tell me I'm serious and I'm not joking and this is true. So,
Listen, these jokes are nothing to be laughed at.
Particularly on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I was doing up my trousers this morning, but I got distracted singing along with Disney songs. Now I've zippered me dude.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.